The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back.
That's one way to shut him up.
Yeah, there you go.
Had to find a way.
Impossible.
Impossible.
The mouth of the
South. So what, you got new lines of stuff coming out this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm always bad on putting new product out. But, yeah, my dad and a bunch of people were wanting visors. And I'm not much of a visor guy, but after getting these Flex Fit visors, pretty slick. So, you know, yeah, I think I got 24 of them right now.
Sweet.
I got you one, so.
You got one that fits pumpkin head, you're right. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, the hair's coming off, so it'll now be back to the rooster.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
So, those things are sweet. I'm waiting for the dry fit shirts and the hoodies and the jackets.
Yeah.
What kind of investment does that take?
It's kind of pricey. You know, I did it once.
Did you?
But, you know, they did good. But, you know, just to be honest, I just got so much crap going on all the time between work and fishing and
hunting.
It's like,
and,
yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I get it.
But that. And the reason why I stuck with the hat, so because, man, them things sold like, you know, clockwork. Sometimes you'd get, you know, it's the size. So basically, if somebody come to me and say, hey, I want a hat, hoodie, or whatever size, you know, I'll build it to your order. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Where if I get, you know, sometimes you get stuck on having 10 smalls or medium shirts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff
no.
like that. And you're just holding on to the inventory because it ain't sizes. So,
right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at with it. But, you know, definitely need to get some hoodies and stuff like that.
Well, here's an easy tip. Most captains, extra large or larger.
Yeah.
I can show you a way how to do that where people can order it and you don't even have to touch it.
Right.
They order the size and everything else they want, and it's drop shipped straight to them from the printers.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
So that's sure. what it's going to nowadays instead of having the inventory.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and I don't know how long it's going to be before this happens, but the brick and mortar stores usually it's going to be a thing of the past sooner or later.
Oh yeah, you know there's no
mean?
Doubt about that.
All right. Let's get Bill on. He was out there fishing yesterday. Morning,
yes,
Bill.
I did. Hey, morning. You know when I pulled up, I told you I pulled up the launch ramp at Sisters Creek, and I was the only. No cars, no bird watchers, no park rangers. I was it. In the parking lot.
I feel your pain.
I'm going to ask the same thing I asked Leon. When you came back, how many trailers was in the parking lot?
Probably five.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
They went north.
I took some people from Colorado with me, some friends of mine, and they were freezing their butts off. So I was like, man, you people are babies up there.
I hear it all. You know, Chip and I hear this all the time, Bill. You know, people are always like, last week, I took the people from Ohio.
Florida. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we just came in from Ohio. Well, it's going to be you know, a high of 55 or a high of 50. Mm. Oh, we're from Ohio. We're used to this. That's not cold. I go, trust me, this is going to eat you alive.
The humidity gets to
it. They just
show up with a light sweatshirt.
Yep.
And
wife beater shorts and flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Yeah.
Flip-flops, for the love of Pete. Flip-flops, Bill. Yeah. I don't get it.
And then you know, when I start putting on my stuff, you know, at the boat, getting ready for the ride, like going out to the jetty.
You look like Nanook.
And they're kind of laughing at you. And then when you get out there to the jetties, you know, and you start handing them a rod, and they're like, just a minute.
I can't feel my hand.
They look like Avatar.
Yeah.
They're shaking so bad, you know. They're like,
yeah. Bill, where did you go yesterday?
Oh, I went, started at the launch ramp area.
Right.
Fished along there, went up into the creeks.
Yeah, you went north, okay.
I did. I went up, you know where Claw Island is?
No. Okay. I don't, trust me, I don't know anything north of Sisters Creek.
I didn't go up to Fort George.
Okay.
I peeled off to the left just before Fort George. and caught one trout, about 13 inches long. I might.
With a net?
I'm not sure. I was using a bomber. Yeah. No.
It was cold.
I had one bite. That's it. So I got one fish, one bite. The guy that I was with me, he last time he fished, he was 7, so he was not much of a caster.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm surprised I didn't get a broken rod out of the deal. But
or a hook in you.
Some days you just got to count your blessings.
Well, but it turned, you know, turned into a beautiful day. We went into one of the creeks where it was real tight, and there was no wind, and there was birds, and they were just loving it. My standards, I sent Vic a text. I was looking for either a school of small trout, you know, so I could catch them 10 fish, or a dolphin. That's how low my standards were yesterday.
Hey, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Well, let me tell you, sometimes you get in an area like that. Me and Will Smith, one time, a buddy of mine, we used to fish together a lot before we bought a Harley. And then now he rides most of the time. But anyway, we went up. It was freezing. Wind was blowing. It was so cold. And we hit this one creek behind an island. And we just stayed there the rest of the day.
We're good here. We're good here.
We didn't catch any fish there, but we just stayed there.
Yeah, we didn't get any hits at all back where it was quiet and warm. But, you know, it was real pretty. And the water was like chocolate milk. It was just so pretty.
Yeah, see, that's what I was afraid of after that wind Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, Chip Wingo, he's got some spots, Bill.
My face was going to freeze off.
What's that, Bill?
Up on plane, I thought my face was going to freeze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know that feeling yesterday.
Have you seen that face guard we've been talking about?
No, I just caught the end of that. I usually wear those sun thing, you know, those neck tube, face tube socks or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten them. I have a couple black ones.
You forgot that yesterday?
Wow.
I said, Bill, you forgot that yesterday. I bet you won't forget that again, because I know you remembered it after you got on the water for a few minutes.
I have some dark ones, and it makes a huge difference what color you wear. My shell coat. These people from up north, they don't know about wind.
No, they don't.
They show up in hoodies, and they don't show up in a shell, a windproof shell on the outside.
Right.
That's one of the reasons it gets so cold.
Well, that's the thing. See, we talk about having some type of plastic on the outside, you know. You know, so that you're able to, you know, get that wind to not go through your clothes. But a lot of them, when I'm talking about, you know, coming from up north or whatever, and they think, you know, that they're, you know, dressed, they're used to
the
cold
from the
or
north.
Whatever. But we have such a damp cold here that it's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, being 35 degrees inside your garage isn't like being 35 degrees going 40 miles an hour.
Exactly.
In a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
Exactly.
Bill, did you have a water temperature gauge on your boat? That, you know, what were you registering the creek?
You know, I honestly don't pay much attention to it. I do have one.
Yeah.
But I really didn't pay much attention. I depend on Vic, the wizard of the water, for that kind of information, and then I don't even have to do it.
Keep going, Bill. I love it, Bill. Keep going, brother.
Well, and let me tell you something, Bill. We saw a post where a guy that lives on Clapboard Creek had posted 41 degrees in Clapboard Creek. Wow. Leon had told me yesterday that in the river he was at 49.
Yep.
He finally found a little bit warmer water temperature out there at the jetties, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, for us to get this cold of water temperature, it's just it's just very unusual.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Well, I got to go be a painter for a couple days up in Georgia at my wife's family's cottage, so I'm not going to be able to fish. But I'll probably have to pull my boat up there in case I have to haul something. So, you know, just throw it in the boats. So
I like Bill's thinking here.
Are you going to be painting inside or outside?
Inside.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that paint ain't going to do very good.
I thought the same thing, too.
But I wanted to talk to you about my my new wiring project.
Oh, yeah. Go
ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want to hold on for a minute?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, okay. Bill, I want to hear what...
I just sent a picture of that face mask to you. Hopefully it came through to you. But anyway, I'll put you on hold.
Yeah, I did get something.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah, that water temperature did get down low in the valley this week. There's no doubt about that. And
yeah. When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services. Stop by Dick's Wings, located at 14286 Beach Boulevard, showcasing football, NFL ticket, and voted number one for trivia in Jacksonville on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget Texas Hold'em on Monday night. Make it your place for hot wings, cold beer, good times, and their famous boneless wings, smothered with Cajun ranch sauce. Don't forget, Dick's Wings is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Bill on here. Excuse me, Bill, you're talking about your wiring?
Yeah, you know, my boat, I bought it from a dealer for $3,000 because I went to get parts for my stump knocker, and I have an Aquaforce, and I really like it. It's honestly my only addiction, probably my only bad habit, and so I've been working on it. I've got $19,000 and a $12,000 boat.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
I can relate from some of the boats I've had.
Yeah, I mean, and so I've decided it needed wiring. You know, I got a bunch of LEDs on it, and red LEDs and white, and I got some strip lights under the rub rail so I can see. My goal there was to see the banks so I could fish at night, because I have the, you know, the trolling motor system that you put tracks in. So I get in the creek, all I do is push go, and it'll steer.
Right.
But it works fantastic for netting fish at night, because it's outside the boat, doesn't bring bugs in, and the fish can't, you're not backlit to the fish.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You said you got it right under your rub rail?
Yeah, you can't even see it.
Yeah, so it doesn't, so it doesn't blind you when you're at night.
I like Bill's thinking.
And, you know, the inside's got red lights on it because it doesn't take your night vision away. And then I have some white newts. They're made by Lumitech. They're the highest output single LEDs you can buy. They're $17 a piece. They're waterproof. They're fantastic. But as soon as you hit a white light, you know, you're blind.
Yeah. Yep.
So I have put some serious thought in this thing, because, you know, I'm old and I'm demented, and I sit around and have these wild boating fantasies. And,
you know, I'm liking Bill more and more.
Yeah,
minute.
Bill, all you need is a bottle of Jack and a cigar.
Yeah. Be Leon Dana.
Oh, man.
With a safe face mask. You know,
I see kayakers, I start laughing at them, going, boy, you guys are missing the boat here. You know, they probably got pensions and everything.
Bill, we need to go fishing together.
I'm in. Because I don't even care if it's cold.
Yeah.
And
we saw that yesterday.
Do you know Glenn from Ace Hardware?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You guys.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, Glenn hooked me up with Noah, the electrician guy.
Noah Collins.
So we're gonna Yeah, he redoes your whole boat. He claimed he did, showed me his work. He said it's super tidy, you know, nice and clean, well connected work. I ordered a new switch from New Wire Marine. If you're interested in doing a boat job, go to New Wire Marine and see what they have for options.
Right.
Crazy. Super good. You know, harnessed breakers built in. I told Vic, I sent Vic a thing. I got, Noah said, you got an accessory switch. So, you know, if you want to add on later.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I got an accessory switch. Money. And the label is ejection. And it shows a picture of a guy flying up in the air. That's my accessory switch.
Nice. Got an ejection switch in his boat. I love that. I wonder when you take relatives, you know, with you, do they notice that?
I hope so.
I used to have in my excursion a switch up on the dash. I just put it in there. No wiring, no nothing. Yeah. And it was one of those. Right. It was one of those red toggle switch ones where you got to flip the toggle switch up to get to the button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone that would get into my vehicle would. I mean, I wouldn't say a word. I'd be just driving down the road, and they'd look at it up on the dash, and I swear to God, they'd start to reach for it, and go, don't touch that! Don't ever touch that switch. And I mean, I give them the most serious look in the world. Like, they're going to die if they touch that switch. And they look at me like, oh, sorry. What is it? Don't ask. Okay, just leave that switch alone.
That was part of Leon's Knight Rider.
It was a switch connected to absolutely nothing, but I just put it on the dash so people would look at it.
You needed to have a little light that blinked on it. Didn't anybody know what I mean?
Those are just stupid things I would do.
Yeah, but it's fun. You know, I could have had a switch that said accessory or accessory two.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and what fun's that? But I also had it put on as a two-way switch, so if I need to hook up two things, like a stereo, which I'd rather die than have on my boat, or something else, I have a little more electronic flexibility with that extra accessory switch. I expect it'll cost me... I got this new stealth charger going in. I bought new running lights. I bought, you know... Probably going to cost me another $1,200.
Outstanding.
The whole thing.
But you'll love that stealth charger.
Now, wait, is the stealth charger the one that charges while you're... Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. They call that a DC charger?
Some of the best money I spent.
Yeah. Right. And I got one right after Vic, and I'm going to tell you, it's crazy.
Never have to worry about... No. I mean, you got a green light and turtle motor all the time.
Right. If it works on 36 volt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what's on mine.
He says he can do 12 batteries with it. With a stealth charger, you get up to 12 different batteries with that one stealth charger unit.
Yeah, it's crazy. It runs your first thing it charges is your starting battery, and as soon as that's full, then it starts dumping charge into your trolling motor batteries.
Yeah, which a lot of people don't realize that your voltage regulator, I mean, usually when you crank your boat, it only takes it a couple of minutes because if your boat cranks good.
Right.
You know? I mean, if you're sitting there winding, it doesn't, of course. But on a normal, normal boat, you crank it, and only takes a couple of minutes to charge it right back up. And then your voltage regulator usually kicks the charge off, and it's just a wasted charge, so to speak. So, I mean, why not have that go into your trolling motors,
Yep.
Not only that, there's an algorithm that takes your 20 amps or whatever it is out of your motor and steps it up. So it's not a trickle charge.
No.
It's much higher. So that's why your trolling motors can be brought back so quickly. There's testimonials of guys that go to Canada for a week. Their system isn't charging. And they don't even know it because the stealth charger does such a good job on its own.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. But you're talking Spanish again, Bill. You and Charlie with that algorithm.
You know what? I damn near said the same thing. I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Bill, you went way beyond my pay grade on that one. Okay.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm up there. He's talking to me all the amps and circuits and breakers and algorithm. You lost me, bud. That's why I'm here.
I watched the pointy end.
But let me tell you, with that thing, when you get that stealth charger, just like Brian was saying, you'll love it.
They say it makes your batteries last longer, too.
Yeah, because it's always putting that charge, and that's what Charlie always said, is most of the time is, if you don't have it, which ain't a big deal, I ran it forever without one, but, your batteries are taking such that big, bad drain, the best thing you can do when you do get home is immediately put it on charge.
Right.
Some people don't until, the following week or whatever like that, but the battery life is... he's saying you'll gain another, almost 2 years yeah. on battery
yeah.
life.
Yeah, because it's like sort of like your car battery. You know, it's under a constant state of charge.
Right.
And so is, you know, your trolling motor batteries. Of course, when it does get those topped off, say you don't use your trolling motor, you know, as you're running from place to place, you're just anchoring or whatever, you know, then, you know, it will go through its algorithms and it won't overload your battery. You know what
gotcha.
I mean? So, I mean, but let me tell you, I mean, having that, because, Bill, I would go to the jetty sometimes and, you know, in that fast current, sheephead fishing or redfish out there or whatever, using that fast current out there. And then by the time I would get back into the creeks and you try to go up the creek on the outgoing tide, I just wouldn't have, you know, the charge to be able to take me up in that creek. And ever since that stealth charger, I mean, you don't never have to worry about it. It's just green light on that charger all the time. I mean, on that trolling motor all the time.
Well, yesterday, same thing for me. At the end of the day, I have that tracking system. You know, I have the Minkota, and I was in a creek, and I wanted to go on the track that I'd set. And then there's a specific area on a curve where I wanted to go backwards, and my trolling motor didn't have enough power against the tide to get back in position because it was just too weak. And,
gotcha.
You know, I'd run enough that with a stealth charger, that wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to look at how much those trolling motors work. Like when the wind's blowing, you know, a lot of days you don't realize that, but you got your trolling motor turned up higher speed trying to do the same thing.
Yep.
You know, when you're going against the current and the wind at the same time, that's a lot of you figure you got a boat and you have this little trolling motor, this little electric motor that's pulling that boat, like mine's
1,500 pounds,
you know, and pulling that 22-foot boat, you know, around with just that little plastic prop on there. So, I mean, you got to realize how much work that trolling motor does and how much it can pull out off those batteries, you know.
Which goes into another level, which you taught me last week about, you know, using a clean prop versus a nicked prop.
Definitely, definitely.
I haven't caught on to that yet.
Holy cow. I tried it, and he's... Vic is so right about that. A nicked up prop, I don't care how much you try to clean it up with a file like I do, versus a brand new prop. Now Vic's got me keeping it. I keep two props in the boat.
Exactly, yeah.
I do that now, Bill. It's just amazing, the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I got two nicked up props.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, see. Because what I was talking about with what Leon's talking about here is when you have a nicked up prop, you get out in the river and you're trying to trout fish or bottom fish or whatever, it just cannot hold it in that current near as good. And one of the bad things about it is even if it does hold it, it is burning that battery up so much more with that nicked up prop. You know, and you can file it, like he's talking about, you can file it. I mean, I straighten mine out. But I've got three props in my boat. I carry two of them in the creeks because I know I'm going to nick one up here and there. I mean, even if you get it in the mud, you got little pieces of shells and snails and clams and stuff like that. You know, it's you think you're in soft mud only until you hear it.
Clink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
But using that, you know, and before I would say, well, I'm not going to get that shallow today. I'll just leave that good prop on. And then next thing you know, boom, you know, you've hit something, you know. But having, you know, I mean, just look at it. It's one bolt, you know, one nut. You just take it off and change props. And then, you know, because you're not going to need actually that much, I would say, strength or you know, cutting, you know, that the prop. You're not going to need as much or as good of a prop, I should say, in the creeks as you do in the river, you know, and at the jetties.
Sure, less tide.
Right, right.
In most places.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate it, Bill.
Well, I can hear the music. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, take care, Bill. Have a great day and stay warm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. And, Chris, if you can, hold on. I'm sorry. We took a little while there talking about the different things with that. But if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. And if you're out there fishing today and you hear us on the radio, give us a call. I'd like to know how cold it is. Or how cold you are. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Can we send you a mask?
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Wind chill warnings are up from Vermont to Virginia as the East Coast continues to shiver through a weekend blast of cold air, with real temperatures dipping into the single digits to near zero in some places. The wind chill could make it feel like minus 10 to minus 20 degrees. The Trump administration is providing one of the most detailed blueprints so far of how the president hopes to carry out a signature campaign pledge, building that wall on the Mexican border. The administration proposing spending $18 billion over 10 years. That would bring total coverage to nearly half the border by the year 2027, I should say. U.S. taxpayers would likely foot the bill initially. The president says Mexico would pay for it over the long run. Soaring unemployment and price hikes have brought working-class Iranians into the streets of dozens of small cities and towns over the past week. The demonstrations continuing into the weekend. This is SRN News.
Parents, it's that time again to begin thinking about your children's school for the next year. Trinity Christian Academy is inviting you and your students in grades K-3 through the 12th grade to an open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. You'll discover why more than 1,000 families in Jacksonville choose Trinity for their Christian private school education. With accredited advanced curriculum, caring and qualified teachers, and a beautiful campus, TCA will prepare your students, no matter what age, for success. In addition to quality academics, Trinity Christian Academy offers student clubs, honor societies, drama, fine arts, music, technology in the classroom, and championship athletic programs. Don't miss the next Trinity Christian Academy open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. Trinity Christian Academy's beautiful campus is located at 800 Hammond Boulevard near I-10 and 295, and online at tcajax.org.
Hey, here's some great news, and we could all use some great news for 2018. If you're worried about your healthcare costs or you feel like you're missing out because open enrollment is over, well, it's not too late to join MediShare. You can sign up anytime, and think about this. The typical savings for a family with MediShare is about $500 a month. Think what a difference that would make to your budget. Again, that $500 a month is the typical savings. It could be more or less for you. Definitely worth taking a couple minutes to find out. There are over 300,000 MediShare members sharing each other's medical bills, and something they're now loving, MediShare has a telehealth program that lets you log in and meet with a doctor in real time within the comfort of your own home. For everything from a cold or flu or for a prescription, you can save a lot of time and money, and it's free. Again, open enrollment might be over, but you can still join MediShare. Here's the number to find out more. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
WBOB AM 600 The Answer wants you to know, one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from WBOB AM 600, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
And you have a crash in St. Johns County at 95 South at mile marker 321. Watch out, both shoulders are blocked. As for the weather, partly cloudy today, tonight. High today about 49, overnight low 34. Mostly sunny, breezy on Sunday, high 53. Breezy could be causing a wind chill of 28, so stay warm. Currently 36 at WBOB AM 600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Chris on. Morning, Chris.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Captain?
I'm doing good.
Laddie!
You see? Yeah, it was good to hear you got a big crew in there this morning. I wanted to give Brian a shout, and I was going to open up with three words: build that wall. Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian, you know, I know you weren't that far south, but think about it, man. If you build that wall and our deer can't get back into Mexico, all the deer would be bunched up against the wall.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. It'd be easy pickings then. We'll just go to the wall. Hey, I was reading an article last night about, you know, Texas, man, they just got crazy amount of animals, kind of like we are here in Florida with reptiles. But, you know, now they're having packs of warthogs running around in South Texas.
Oh, wow.
So I would love to kill one of them.
Warthogs, somebody let them loose.
Yeah, a
warthog?
Yes, because you got all them big high-fence hunting preserves down there that got crazy China deer and all these weird you know, exotic
animals. We're talking
animals.
About the African warthog.
Yes,
the
African warthog.
African
big
warthogs.
Tusks.
Yes.
Yeah, those are good things.
Yeah.
Now, we have some hogs.
That was good, Jeff.
We have some hogs here that's got some big tusks.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's all we needed was an uglier boar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got some ugly hogs in your neighborhood, Chip.
Yeah, because those warthogs are some ugly animals.
Yeah.
He lives next to my sister.
On the Arlington?
Yeah.
I know who Chris is.
Chris, my brother has like a trophy room, you know, this whole second story. Because he hunts all over the country. And but anyway, he's got a boar hog in there with some huge tusks.
Brian's going to have to build a bigger house.
Yeah, well, you
trophy
know.
Trophy room.
My wife saw me in 2018 supposed to be building a new house, but I told her the only thing I care about in the whole thing is my trophy room.
There you go.
And in the garage.
And a new garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to keep the boat in the garage.
That's right. Yeah.
Chris, you been fishing Arlington at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't even gotten, didn't even want to get out of the truck the other day. It was so cold to go down and check the salinity down there at the ramp. But the last time, you know, and I was thinking after you guys were telling me about these river temperatures, here we're just starting to get a little bit of a recovery on the salinity, and now the water temperature goes south. So, you know, can't win from losing sometimes.
I know. It's been something else, man.
I think it's going to work really good for our fishing next year, next spring. All this cold. Yeah. We haven't had a winter in a while.
I'm just glad I got in ahead of Taylor. I kept thinking, I better get the coffee going and get in line.
Well, actually, Taylor was on the phone there. He just dropped off, but you know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So you just got ahead of him.
Don't worry, Chris. You're good.
Leon, I was really concerned, man. Last time I heard you came down with a cold or the crud or something. Everybody had it like last week or week before that, and then now you tell me you're out there running around with wind chills in the teens. I was like, dang, man. What did that guy say at the end of that movie, Full Metal Jacket? Hardcore, man.
No, my wife would say, you know, Tanya, she'd call it something else. She calls me an idiot. But, you know, Chris, man, it's so cold tomorrow. I got a charter tomorrow. I'm debating whether or not do I bring fishing rods or do I bring landing nets, you know, just to scoop up the fish in the valley the way it's going to be so cold down there.
Don't forget your auger.
Yeah, no, my auger bit to get out through that, break the ice at the ramp.
Yeah, let me tell you, Chris, I mean, that water temperature's got to be cold downtown.
Yeah, I know, because, you know, it's just so locked up. Either that, Vic, or it might even be, it might be a little
warmer
stretch through there. I need to get out there and check it because of the fact that every time they do a temperature, when in downtown, it's usually about 5 degrees warmer than it is over here.
Oh, wow.
Laddie, have you fired up your Hughes, your little 17 lately?
The Pathfinder.
Yeah,
she's good to go. She just needs. You remember, I've had her now. Can you believe it, Leon? It's 6 years now. I've had that good little boat, and the cover's starting to come apart. So I'm going to have to get over to Moose's or somewhere else and get them to make me a new cover. Because I tell you what, I will never have either one of my boats uncovered anymore.
No, absolutely not. Hey, what does that thing float in?
It doesn't float that high until I put my big heavy butt up on the bow to balance it out.
Well, I know where there's an 18 you can pick up.
Yeah, she's a little bit tail heavy, I took Eric out in it, and we went over some. Deliberately tried to run it aground on some sandbars one day with a buddy of mine, and the thing that makes its own water when it's running.
Hmm. Well, that's the tunnel hole model,
the 17T.
Yeah, he's got. It's a neat boat.
It's like running a jet ski in the backwater that they slide, but those things will float shallow.
Now that thing's got a 60 two-stroke, right? Yeah.
No, it's only got a carbureted 50 horse.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love that little motor because basically all they did, Andy Albritton told me the Japanese, they just took our Johnson and Evinrude three cylinder and they put the three cylinder power head on a Mercury lower unit, and basically that's how they came up with that motor.
Huh. Let me tell you, I had a three cylinder 55 Evinrude one time. And matter of fact, that was the first boat that I had bought. And I had that thing for 7 years. I don't even think I even changed the spark plugs in that thing. I mean, it just ran. I mean, just ran all the time. I mean, I cleaned the spark plugs, but I never even changed them. They never even fouled out or nothing.
Yeah, I think, Leon, didn't you have the C50 on your Mitzi?
What did I have on mine? Oh, that's a good question. Oh, I had a Yamaha. Oh, great. Now he's asked me a question I can't remember, too.
Is it the 50 and then you replaced it with the 60?
Chris, it's the age thing.
It's the, he's making fun of my age.
Yeah, it's the age thing. You can't even remember what.
I know it was a two-stroke Yamaha, but what was it? It was 50 or 60, I think it was. I think it was a 60. I think
Chip,
it was.
Chip, what are you pushing your pushing your skip with?
150 Yamaha four-stroke.
Oh, okay. The the four stroke. Yeah, a friend of mine had a Ken Hubbard. He had a 150 HPDI when they first came out on a 22-foot Sea Chaser Bay Runner, and that was probably close to a 50-mile-an-hour boat. That thing would run pretty good.
Yeah,
mine's about to go on the market.
What's he got on his Egret?
And then you got the Egret over here with a 250.
It's a 225.
Oh my god,
yours is a 225.
It is,
and it runs that fast.
Yeah, but
74 with the run.
No, 65.
Oh god, cares at that speed?
Yeah, but to be honest with you,
is that what it's rated for?
No, it's rated for a 300.
You're kidding me.
So
Verado 3. Brian's boat so fast when he's going over the water, all you see is a vapor trail. You would see a vapor trail, but that's why he had the boat painted black, so he's totally stealthed out.
Right. Well, and the true speed behind that boat is, you know, is that boat, the 21 Egret, is that hull is different from the 18 and the moccasin and everything. It's got a speed pad on it, kind of like a bass boat.
Right,
so,
right.
So that pad's built differently. But, yeah, it's rated for a 300, and I'm waiting for my buddy Matt to come over. Not that I need it, but, you know, I'm good.
I know what he's going to say next.
I'm
right
pulling
now.
The ECU or ECM or what off of it and shipping
it. Remap it.
Yep, and I'm going to flash it to a 300.
You're a bad man.
So, I can't
imagine how fast that thing would run.
And then that's the thing with anything. If you have a 200 block or bigger, it's all 300. You can make it a 300. So, like your 250, if you flashed it, obviously, you know, you probably won't want to, but it would become a 300.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I'm fast enough. I got all four blades, too, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm running the turbo four-blade prop. And like I said, right now, the best I can get is about 5,300 RPMs out of it at 65. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's warmed up. It's 36 degrees now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Leon, did you go with a four-blade on your Mirage?
You know, I did not. I actually tested a four-blade 18 or 19 pitch, and then I tested a three-blade same pitch. Mm-hmm. And I this is going to sound crazy. I like the three-blade better.
Three blades, yeah.
I did. It's crazy. I did.
Mine runs better with a three-blade panel.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're not up in much chop, I don't think, are you?
No. No, if I find chop, I did something wrong. Okay? Yeah.
I just blew by. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Later, bud.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Service, located at 5615 West Kinnett Boulevard, Jacksonville. TMS is owned and operated by Charlie. Call 904-573-0480. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4. Closed Saturday and Sunday out fishing. TMS is an authorized warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, Power Pole, Cannon, Talon, Keep Alive Oxygen Systems, and much more. TMS sells and installs all electrical products for your boating needs, as well as batteries and charging systems. Go see Charlie and Linda for all your trolling motor needs. 573-0480.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
For the finest custom embroidery and screen printing, call Stitches and Screens. Since 1988, Stitches and Screens has provided high-quality, eye-catching embroidery and screen printing services. Let our creative staff keep your staff, team, or school looking sharp. Call 246-7616. That's 246-7616. Make sure you visit our new user-friendly website at stitchesandscreens.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing show, and we got Taylor, 5 Second Taylor.
What's going on?
Hey, Taylor, how you doing? Click.
I think I get a whole segment this year. I don't think Chip's... You haven't seen him all year.
Well, all year. I mean, this is the first show this year, so no, we haven't seen him all year.
Well, he hasn't. I think the last time he was supposed to go on, he didn't want to go on. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But, did you go fishing last Saturday?
I don't think so. No, I didn't go. I had a chance to go this morning. My buddy asked me if I got warm clothes. I said, I got a couple hoodies, but then I thought about it. I'm like, man, those probably fish are probably in shock in the valley, right? What do you think?
They're fine.
You think they're biting really good?
They're probably in shock everywhere.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know.
Because I figure when the water drops like that, sudden, like you said, they don't really bite that good, do they?
What are you talking about now? I'm sorry. Say it again.
Like if it just goes like all dramatic, like, you know, like all of a sudden the water temperature freezes like that, they bite really good?
It slows everything down. When it drops that quick, it kind of slows everything down until they get used to it, you know?
So you're probably right now probably tough and you have to wait a little bit, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, it depends. I always say the best time to go fishing is when you can. So, you know, if you can go fishing today, I'd go today. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, but we're living in Florida, and you live so close to the water, you can go fish anytime, so you can pick and choose, unless you work, you know.
Yeah, unless you work,
hours
right.
A week or something. Everybody knows I don't work, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I got time to go fishing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, of course, you can kind of pick and choose. I mean, you can even go fishing a couple hours between your work, you know.
Yeah, but
I can't do that.
My business this week. It's horrible. I only made $80 so far this week.
Well, I didn't make anything this week, Taylor.
Yeah, don't feel bad. All my lime rock's frozen, so I didn't make crap this week.
Yeah,
so.
That's right, man. That's right. Yeah, I remember how that road building was. Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell by that truck out there, bro.
What can you do?
No, but a lot of that stuff you don't realize when you're road building like that. You think things just keep on, you know, keep on going on. But yeah, I do remember
I called Brian up and I said, right before Christmas, and I said, hey, man, when are you going to take me fishing? He's like, oh, man, I'm going hunting, this and that. But don't worry, I promise I'll take you fishing after I get back. And next thing you know, he's on the water calling y'all to talk about the fishing. I said, what happened? I thought you were going
to
call me.
He was waiting to take you today.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's the last minute.
All you got to do is run him 65 miles an hour to the first bridge, and can you take me back?
Yeah. In the Flounder Pounder hoodie.
Yeah, in the Flounder Pounder hoodie.
I'll be freezing my butt off. That's funny. All right, well, I guess I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Taylor, see you, bud.
Thanks for the call, bye. Buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And I want to, you know, thank all of our sponsors to help us stay on the air for this year, for 2018. And one in particular we have on board here today with us is Brian, Little Hooker Clothing Accessories. And you say you got some new stuff coming out this year? Or?
Yeah, and Chip kind of brought up a good point. You know, I never really say it, but, I do a lot of orders. If someone calls me and wants a certain particular shirt or a hoodie or something, you know, I'll just go to my guy and, you know, I'll get their sizes. And so if anybody out there is wanting, you know, some shirts or hoodies or, you know, whatever you want, underwear, socks, board shorts, whatever you want.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Hey, need a model?
I can see Leon. Yes, I don't want to see Leon as your model. Please.
Strike a pose right now if you like it.
The thought of that.
Just me in my little booty shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So I will get it on.
Yeah, they can always hit me up. You know, my number is 904-408-1526. Or they can shoot me an email at www.littleor. That's my website. Sorry. My email address is brian.dutcher@littlehookerclothing.com.
And spelled Dutcher for me.
DUTCHER. And then, like I said, y'all always check out my website. My wife keeps the hats. That's what I move a lot of the hats, and I'm about to put the visors on there. We will be. But you can always look that up on the website with the new inventory, and it's. www.littlehookerclothing.com, and that's L-I-L.
I'm just thinking about the underwear. Does the little hooker go on the front or the back?
Wherever you want it, Leon.
Oh, God.
Yeah, be sure you spell it L-I-L. Hooker.
Clothing.
Clothing.com.
Last time I typed it in wrong, it came up Hooters.
Oh, sweet. So. Yeah.
So, but sure appreciate you helping us stay up there, no, too, Brian.
Like I said, you know, this radio show is awesome, and I'm glad I can be a part of it, and there's so much knowledge here, and you know, I appreciate every opportunity that I've given, and I appreciate you, Vic, for always being a heck of a friend and a good fishing partner.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I appreciate you guys so much.
Well, and I appreciate the information. We kind of, you know, talk each time about different things, and you know, I appreciate all of that too.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, it's not. Not a lot of people do that want to tell me where some fish are at, right. You know, for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Y'all know the feeling.
We know the feeling.
You know, everybody wants you to tell them where to go, but, you know. So
I like it when you ask another captain. They're like, you know, in the river. Yeah. And they're like, okay. And the next time they see the pictures, they're like, where'd you get on those fish? In the river. They go, what's that all about? I'm like, just repaying the favor.
Yeah,
man.
There you go.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of places we all fish together.
Yep.
You know, which are community holes, and you know, that's one of the things I've liked about working with you and working with Leon is, and Brian as well. I mean, we'll share information. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we're going to fish them out,
right?
You know, and it makes it a lot more interesting for, or better for your clients in the long run.
That's absolutely right.
Well, and like I've said before, and Kurt Waltz has Captain Kirk Waltz has said this to me before too. We're our worst enemies. We are. Because, I mean, we all have boats that are noticed by everyone.
Yeah.
And when they see you somewhere, I mean, we're, you know, and, you know, you're going to be the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people see you fishing, they know you're fishing there for a reason.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
What I mean? So it is. It gets to be, you know, kind of a problem sometimes. But
I have bad hearing. You know. Okay. And I can still hear people as they go by. Oh, there's Captain Dana.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. I hear it.
I can even hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
Just makes me work harder.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, you just have to continually find places. I mean, people, you know, often wonder how many spots do I fish. There's no way I could even
begin
to say. Yeah. I mean, you know, same way with y'all.
Well, we're sorry about the ratings for today's show. You know,
No, I think today's ratings would be really good.
Really it's always good to see you, Brian.
I appreciate y'all coming.
Yeah, it's morning. Good to see you, buddy.
Yes, sir. You too, Leon.
Yeah,
it's good to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're as old as Chip over here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good information here. I'm doing a seminar
here
in Fernandina on the 27th, I think it is.
I didn't know they made roads up there.
Saturday the 27th.
Where's that going to be at, Vic?
Craft.
Okay.
Up there, that Craft place where they have their meetings at.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's it going to be on?
And Sheepshead.
Okay. We got to go.
I'm going.
The thing about it is up there, I mean, it's outside and all that, you know, but that's a great bunch of people up there, and appreciate them, you know, asking me to come up there.
Is it open to everybody?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll find out today.
We'll have to come out and cheer you.
You know, there's a little bar right there, too.
Yeah.
I'll drive, Leon.
Oh, okay. Get her done. I'm in for that, then. There's a bar involved in this.
Yes, I'm driving.
Like I said, appreciate y'all coming in today. Enjoyed it, man, a lot.
Thanks for
that. Thanks a lot. Yes,
thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. And we'll be back next week. And hopefully, I think we're going to have Charlie from Trolling Motor Service.
Yeah, much better show.
Thanks for tuning us in, and we'll be back next week.
Yes, sir.